What if your face was the first thing everyone noticed about you and the last thing they could forget? 10-year-old August Augie Pullman knows exactly how this feels. Born with a rare combination of genetic anomalies affecting his facial structure, Augie has endured 27 surgeries by age 10. These procedures haven't made him look normal. They've simply allowed him to breathe, see, and eat properly. I know I'm not an ordinary 10-year-old kid, Augie reflects. I mean, sure, I do ordinary things, but I know ordinary kids don't make other ordinary kids run away screaming in playgrounds. After being homeschooled his entire life, Augie now faces his greatest challenge, attending Beecher Prep School for fifth grade. His mother believes she can no longer teach him everything he needs, while his father worries about sending him like a lamb to the slaughter. During his school visit, Augie meets three student guides: friendly Charlotte, decent-seeming Jack Will, and Julian, whose stares and pointed questions immediately make Augie uncomfortable. Despite his fears, something inside tells Augie his mother is right. He needs to go. School reality proves both better and worse than Augie anticipated. Most students avoid him like the plague. If you touch him, you become contaminated. Yet he finds unexpected friendship with Summer, who sits with him at lunch simply because she wants to, and Jack Will, who becomes his ally against subtle cruelties. What makes this story extraordinary is how it expands beyond Augie's perspective. His sister Vaya provides a poignant viewpoint, explaining, "August is the sun. Me and Mom and Dad are planets orbiting the sun," a metaphor capturing how Augie's condition affects everyone around him. Wonder's innovative narrative structure shifts between different viewpoints, showing Augie through multiple lenses. This multiplicity humanizes characters who might otherwise appear one-dimensional and reveals complex motivations behind their actions. Each perspective reveals blind spots in others' perceptions, demonstrating how Augie's presence challenges everyone to confront their prejudices and fears. Halloween becomes an emotional turning point when Augie, hidden behind a bleeding Scream costume, overhears Jack Will tell Julian he would kill himself if he looked like Augie. This betrayal cuts deeply, revealing people's unfiltered opinions when they don't recognize him. Jack's cruel words weren't from genuine malice, but from his desperate attempt to fit in with Julian's popular crowd. When Jack realizes what Augie overheard, his guilt drives him to punch Julian, a decisive act of loyalty. Jack's former babysitter's wisdom becomes central. Sometimes you don't have to mean to hurt someone. This shows how good intentions can still cause harm, and true redemption requires not just regret, but actively correcting our mistakes. Justin, Vaya's boyfriend from a home with absent parents, is drawn to the Pullman household's warmth. When Vaya admits occasionally feeling embarrassed by Augie's appearance, Justin's empathy helps her understand these feelings don't diminish her love. During a sleepless night, Justin contemplates the universe's apparent cruelty to Augie and reaches an insight. Maybe it's like that old Chinese proverb, that the gods scatter good and bad luck randomly. But maybe it's not all random. Maybe there's more kindness and mercy in the world than we realize because we expect it to be rare. Maybe the universe takes care of its most fragile creations in different ways. Vaya occasionally sees Augie through the peephole of others' perceptions, those moments when she sees his face as strangers do. These moments bring her shame, yet humanize her experience. She also carries her own burden, the same genetic mutation as Augie's, meaning her children could inherit his condition. Justin's insight suggests a complex balance rather than predetermined purpose. He recognizes how Augie, despite his challenges, possesses exceptional intelligence, wit, and devoted people in his life, dedicated parents, a sister whose guilt proves her love's depth, and friends who choose kindness over popularity. The novel portrays adolescence through multiple perspectives. Via's storyline explores changing friendships, first love, and identity formation while living in her brother's shadow. When longtime friends Miranda and Ella distance themselves in high school, Via confronts painful social shifts typical of teenage years. Miranda's perspective reveals her withdrawal stemmed not from meanness, but from family troubles and envy of Via's stable home. "One of the things I miss most about Via's friendship is her family," Miranda confesses, showing how teenagers often reject what they secretly crave. This illustrates how pain and insecurity drive seemingly cruel teenage behavior. The novel captures growing up's bittersweet nature through several moments, including the death of the family dog, Daisy, who affected Augie deeply as she never reacted to his face. During a conversation about heaven, Augie wonders how people will recognize each other if they look different. His mother's response embodies the novel's essence. "You don't need your eyes to love, right? You just feel it inside you." The climax occurs during a fifth-grade nature retreat when older students mock Augie's appearance. As Jack defends him, Amos, Henry, and Miles, boys who previously avoided Augie, unexpectedly step in to protect him against the bullies. Though Augie loses his expensive hearing aids in the chaos, he gains something far more valuable: his classmates' respect. This incident marks a decisive turning point. Back at school, Augie notices everyone suddenly including him. The story of the confrontation spreads, but two facts remain constant. Augie was targeted because of his face, and his classmates stood up for him. The novel culminates at graduation, where Augie receives the Henry Ward Beecher Medal for quiet strength that has carried up the most hearts. As he approaches the stage, the entire audience rises in a spontaneous standing ovation, a powerful moment showcasing the community's transformation. Students who once avoided Augie now eagerly include him in photographs, their arms around his shoulders. At its heart, Wonder is about choices, choosing kindness over cruelty, friendship over popularity, and seeing beyond appearances. Mr. Brown's precept, "Fortune favors the bold," highlights how characters make difficult choices, requiring courage. At graduation, Mr. Tushman notes, "The best way to measure how much you've grown isn't by inches. It's what you've done with your time, how you've chosen to spend your days, and whom you have touched." Walking home, Augie thanks his mother for making him attend school. Her response captures the novel's essence. "Thank you, Augie, for everything you've given us, for being you. You really are a wonder." Wonder reminds us that what unites us is stronger than what divides us. Mr. Tushman quotes J.M. Barrie, "Shall we make a new rule of life? Always to try to be a little kinder than is necessary." This presents the novel's challenge. In a world that rewards selfishness, can we choose kindness instead? In doing so, might we discover we are all wonders?